Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. Like always, God is mightily moving by His Spirit, always up to something great and wonderful. And all the mighty things of God, they work. God has the best track record ever. He's got the best resume. He's done things that we're going to find out about. But the things we already know, it's just off the charts. And the plan of God always works against every situation it works. The enemy is a bluff. He is a dog that barks loud with no teeth. His words become wind, nothing to it. And people who believe his doctrine fail. But people who believe God's word, they stand. And even though those that operate according to God's word, they live by the light of God's way, their lives will stand and outlast every dark way. All forms of darkness, all forms of sin is nothing but pure failure. Because it's dead, it's not life. But the word of God is true. It's remarkably true. It's the honest way. It's the good way. It's the lasting way. It's just like the race between the tortoise and the hare. The hare is designed to run faster than the tortoise. But the tortoise he stayed his course. And the hare took a nap and lost. The ways of God will outlast every evil way. So when people do you wrong, say the wrong things, work against you, lie on you, make you look foolish, means nothing. Time. They can't outlast you because their truth, their lies won't hold up against you, the truth of God. There's nothing in this world that can outlast the wisdom of God. You know, many people have allowed Satan to get away with too much. All he do is lie, and people give him credibility. And they act like it's true. Some people are deceived and they think it's right. But by the time they realize they've been duped, a lot of terrible things will have happened. And they'll be in a world of trouble. And it'll take God to help them restore their life. Only through trusting God can we come out of all forms of darkness. And then we'll overcome and learn the winning way of life and live greater. And the laws of sowing and reaping can work to our benefit instead of our harm. That's why it's so important to have faith in God now and to start trusting God from this point. You can never live like God intended you to live, allowing darkness in your life. None of us should allow darkness in our heart. None of us should allow the lies and darkness of this world in the way we do things in our life. There's no room for darkness. There's no room for sin in God's kingdom. And we shouldn't allow it just like He don't allow it. Even when people go to hell, it's not personal. They chose a path that God can't allow. They chose something that God can't choose. And the Lord's going to help them. He wanted to help people come out of darkness. So He sent His only begotten Son to die for us, of course. And He died for us. We believe on it. We're made righteous. Because we're taking God at His word. And then we can learn. From there we can take Him at His word. Solve our problems and learn to trust God. And continue the process of life. Forever. Now through this, our lives get become greater and greater. better and better. And the works of darkness fall off. My pastor told me, he said, when you receive the word of God, when you take time and receive God's word and hear it, demons fall off your life. The structured opinions that held you back, that came from the heart of Satan, and demonic activity that continues in your life, it falls off when you have a knowledge of the word of God. Now, through Jesus Christ, we have salvation. We've been made righteous. We've been made the children and the sons and daughters of God. And we're made in His image. Now it's up to us to learn and grow from that point. If we don't learn and grow, then we're going to have problems we don't need to have that God didn't send. And there's an evil, a doctrine of Satan out there in the church that says that God sent people problems to help you grow. All right. When people believe that, they don't fight the problem like they should. They pray against it, but they don't really, they think it came from God and they're waiting on God to get it over with. And that's evil. God don't do evil things like that. And I asked him, I said, Lord, do you send people problems to help people grow? Because I went to a church and that happened to say some things like that. He just told me plainly, he said, problems come from Satan. Lack of knowledge and other people's lack of knowledge. That's precisely what he said to me. All right, so let's examine it. Satan is the enemy. God is not the enemy. God gives us good gifts. Even the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was not evil. It was not sinful. That tree, God made a tree. There was nothing wrong with that tree. That tree had its own purpose. And that tree was designed to prove man. But it was not evil. Eating off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was evil. Not the tree itself. The tree was like any other tree. It was there for a purpose. The Lord had to start, he had to destroy the works of darkness. And in order to do that, he used man. He was going to use man to conquer Satan. Adam was supposed to not allow the influences of darkness to destroy his planet. The tree of life represented trusting God, having faith in God, and taking him at his word through trust. Now, he would have had to trust God to eat off the tree of life. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that was an alternative. That tree, the serpent said that God didn't was holding back from you. God, who had done no evil, he did nobody wrong, he hurt nobody. He gave Adam all he had the track record to show that of nothing but love towards Adam. He never lied to Adam. He never took Adam for granted. And he gave him everything, even his own life. And all Adam had to do was trust him, and he could be alive today. But he trusted the alternative, like so many people do now. Now here, Jesus Christ came and saved us, introduced us to the Father, brought a reunited man with the Father. And we have the peace of God, something we never had before. And now, because we're in Christ, we know better than to trust the lying wonders of darkness. So Satan he don't stop lying just because you got saved. He's trying to get you back. He wants you to be like him. He wants you to stop trusting God and start trusting this world, what you see. Now, because of the illusions of darkness, sometimes the cheap way out seems better and faster. But I use the word seem because, see, the shortcuts, they look good on paper. A person that starts stealing He's getting something for nothing, while other people work for hours for a much smaller amount of goods. It's like a child that starts stealing candy in the store. He's getting prepared to be a thief in life. And the sin will harden his heart. When they take him to Sunday school, he's going to have a problem with God because he's doing something that he shouldn't. Sin automatically turns you into the enemy of God from the heart. And Satan knows this. All he wants you to do is start sampling sin. And if it get good to you, you won't quit. And then you're going to start having a problem with the authority of God. And it will turn you, just like John wrote in 1 John, that it turns you into the enemy of God. Over time. It starts off slow and small, unnoticeable. That's why we have to repent from all of our sins. Ask the Lord to help us not sin. God didn't save us for us to live a life of darkness on purpose. And sin is always around us. So it's important to use the network that God gave us. He gave us in order to help us grow, since we want to grow so much, he gave us primarily the Word of God and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. After we believed on Jesus Christ, his blood washed us of our sins. Sins are gone. We got a new heart. From there, he gave us the Word, and then he gave us the Holy Spirit to guide us in life, and he gave us the fivefold ministry. There are five different types of preachers: apostles, prophets, evangelists, and then pastors and teachers. That way they can instruct us in the Word of God so that we don't get off track, and then we can build our life on purpose, at our own will, and at our own pace. And because God loves us so much, he teaches us at our pace. And if he needs us to pick up the pace, he can supernaturally download information in your heart that will help you restructure your life and go forward. And for some people, he do miracles to protect us. There are some people who are on drugs. They get saved and they have no more desire for drugs. Some people, that's a miracle. That ain't normal. Most people who get saved, they have to work out their salvation. They have to believe God to kill that desire. And they pray against it, and God bless them from that point. So you can't look over your shoulder at what God do for your brother and automatically think that's the same thing God's going to do for you. The normal way is for you to believe God's word and walk out of all forms of sin. But for God's own purposes and according to his wisdom and knowledge, some people he just do a miracle for. Sometimes to show that person that he's with them, he'll do something notable that they can't explain to secure them for the future. He did a miracle when I got saved. The enemy came saying that if you get saved, you're going to be bored. And I thought he was telling the truth. I said, I don't care. It's just the right thing to do. And my miracle was, before the Holy Spirit, I have never been bored since 1983, May of 1983, the day I got saved. It was the last Friday in May in 1983. I don't remember being bored for one moment. And that's not normal either. That's a miracle. But the wisdom of God stands fast. When we receive the miracles of God, we go forward. When we stand on this word, we stand fast because the word enables us to do it. I thank God for the miracles, and I thank God for his word. And I want to do even greater things in life. It's like my pastor said, though. When you study the word of God, demons fall off your life. The influence is gone. It's exposed by the word in your eyes. And you know not to partake of it. And you don't go, you go forward in the Lord and not backwards. And I thank God for that. You don't have to suffer with the influences of darkness. But when your focus is on Jesus Christ, when your focus is on the heart of God's word, that's looking unto God. That's looking unto Jesus. When your eye be single, your whole body is full of life, like we always teach. Now, when that happens, you begin to grow internally and also externally. Things start looking better and better. Stay focused on the process of life. Now, the process of the world is illusional. It's an illusion. It looks bigger and faster and sometimes better because they don't take time to study. They're not trying to learn, and they're going with the flow. So in the flow of life, they're moving faster. People will get promoted over you because the demons that's trying to hinder your life, they want to make it look like God is not doing you right or treating you fair. Now, your boss is not doing you right. He may not be treating you fair. The company owner may not treat you fair. But it's his company, not God's. God loves you. He's got your back. Now, these people are out there. They'll go with the enemy will cause the bosses and the owners of the company or whoever's over you, the teachers, the professors. He'll tempt them to overlook you and hire somebody over you that's not as qualified for whatever reason. Because the enemy has control of the mindset of many people. They may do it because the person they hire may be a friend or a child or one of their friends. But they can't tell everybody that, but that you'll find out later. People do things for the wrong motives. And guess what? You don't have to let it stop you. First thing to do, don't get in strife with them. When I asked the Lord to teach me how to love, he taught me these things. Because sin is out there and people are infected with sin. Even good people and even Christians can be persuaded wrong. So you can't trust what people do. You can only trust the word of God. If you have a good job, and you know, the enemy tried to outsmart people this way. All right. Working a job is not living by faith. You know, and then he tempt people to quit their job and live by faith. Now, you can't do that because faith without works is dead. So he got them off track. I've seen good grown people that was mature and had good sense. They quit their job thinking God was going to just supernaturally supply them in life. And they always end up big. All of them. I've never seen a person walk away from a job and then they say God told them to quit. And God didn't really tell them to quit. They thought they could live by faith. They always end up begging. That is pride. The way you live by faith is work as unto God on whatever job you have. Because the word also says that if you don't work, you don't eat. And if you don't provide for your family, you're worse than an unbeliever, an infidel. Now, people, you can twist the word if you want to, but the word says what it means. And it means precisely what it says. The wrong way is always available and trying to intrude your life. But the plan of God is great. It's wonderful. It's wisdom. If you stick to the plan, see, the enemy knows that because your heart is made new, you have a strong desire to do what's right. You have the peace of God and you have the kindness of God. You have the love of God, his encouragement, the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So he works hard to make the wrong way look attractive to you, to get you off track, to start something, to start a fire in your life, to start a fire of negativity in your life. He wants something. He wants to start a germ process that will consume you. You know, all forms of darkness and sin, it's infectious. It distracts you, and if you receive it, it works against everything. Politicians try to persuade the crowd. And if they can't use the truth, they'll use a lie. But slander is slander. They slander each other. They work against each other to poison the minds of the people against their opponent so that they'll vote for them. And then they can do what they want to once they get in office. Now, it's just like anything else, they're after something too. Politicians go in, I forgot what a senator makes or a representative. They make between $50,000 and $100,000. But they come out millionaires. And that money comes from the wrong way. It comes from evil sources. Some people are after the wrong thing. And some people want to be, they go into politics for the right reasons. And they stay true. But in any case, the enemy is after something. He's after your influence. If he can get you on his side, he can use you for his own gain. If you trust him in any form, he will use it against you and against God. But we're not to be Satan's puppets. Jesus Christ didn't die for us to leave us here to be Satan's puppets. We're sons and daughters of God. And that's what we should be. Satan, the Lord our God, is mightily moving by his spirit. But the enemy is desperate. Now God is on the move to win the people that loves him, that will respond to his love. He wants to save everybody that he can. And he needs people to represent him to save some. Some people will hear the word and believe, while others, they need to see the move of God first. And then they'll get saved. And they'll go forward. So some people will respond to the word of God, when others will respond to the love of God towards them. Because the enemy systematically operates to wound people in life so that they won't get saved. He does all kind of things. Remember, the first adults in our lives, the first authority figures that we have, they shape the way we see God. And we say that many times. And the enemy works, you know, he's working against us from our beginning. And he understands that if parents do wrong, then that's going to be, they'll leave hurdles for their children to jump. And it's harder for children to go forward doing right when they were around a lot of darkness. And the darkness that they were around was designed to keep them from following God, because sin has rebellion in it. And he knows this. He would rather give you something for nothing so that you don't learn to work and the blessings and rewards of working as under God. The things of Satan is wrong. It's the direct opposite of of the standards of God. But the standards of God is life. And it works to be a blessing to you in every way. When you work for the things that you own, you appreciate it better. When you work as under God, it gives you purpose and drive. And the enemy will say, take the fast way, just steal it. You working as under God with passion, and other people are being lazy, getting the same pay. And the enemy will have you look over your shoulder at them. But keep doing what you're doing because it honors God. Don't take the fast way, the negative way. But people are persuaded to make God's word look like it's not working. Everything has a design. Everything of Satan has an end game that's to his advantage. But everything of God is life. See, a marriage is life. Adultery and fornication is mockery. And it won't float. It sinks. Anytime you're doing something out of order, out of God's order, it's corruption. It doesn't look like corruption, but it is. A lot of people buy into sin, and they don't know where it's going to take them. It's taking them for an evil ride. But God loves us, and he cares about us deeply. So the way of evil, the way of truth is evil spoken of to keep people out of it. Now, all the people in hell, they start realizing that they were deceived. And they couldn't see it for what it was because they were focused on what they wanted. And they ended up with their foot under the neck of Satan. And that's not good. So the ways of God, they're going to last. You can outlast all the evil of everybody who thought they were getting over. And at the senior years of our lives, the people who trusted God and did what's right, they went to church, they stayed encouraged. See, everybody had the same challenges in this life. But the people who go to church, they hear the word and they receive stamina so that they can better fight. But people who stop going to church, for instance, even if they believe God, they're disconnecting themselves from the network that can help them. And when the Lord is telling them, he got the man of God telling them what they need, if they don't go to church and hear it, then they're not receiving it, and then they're not going to be able to build their life better. Even in the face of all evil, God doesn't change. He steadily do the right thing. Just steadily do the right thing. Steadily do the things of God. It's working. It doesn't look like it, but it's working. Steadily keep faith in God. Keep doing what you're doing. Stay on one accord. The people that go to church and do the things, it's a sacrifice to get up on Sunday morning and go out there and drive in the rain and in the cold. But you're going to hear God's voice. And when you look at it that way, it's not work. It's a privilege. It's a blessing. And those who do that and those who go and listen and learn with the right motives, they win in life. I used to work at people's houses on their cars in my mobile auto service. And the happiest people were people who took their children to church. They didn't spend as much money on courts and bailing their children out of jail. Their children grew up, got married, did the same thing. They had a better life. Now they had their own problems, just like anybody else, but they didn't disconnect themselves from the network of faith. We have to use the things that God gave us. Every minister that you're blessed to hear can help you in life. Jesus said, a man don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And it can help us to stay steady in faith and not be double-minded. And we go forward in life. And we grow and prosper just like we're supposed to. Just like we're designed to. See, we don't have the problem. Satan has a problem. God didn't give us problems. Satan has all the problems because he's trying to do something that can't be done. He's trying to steal something that God didn't give him. And he wants us to steal something that God didn't give us. And it can't work. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you, and Jesus truly is our Lord.